All right, good morning, everyone. We are convening our internal affairs today, Monday, December 10th, 2012. We are ready to entertain a motion to approve minutes.
Move to approve minutes.
Second. Okay, so moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, thank you very much. Moving on to item number two.
Commissioners, item two is the 2012 Telecom RAC report. It's due to the legislature by January 15th. Staff's here to answer questions.
Thank you. Are there any questions?
So, Mark. What would you consider to be the high points?
High points?
Yes, sir.
High points.
Merry Christmas.
I think the Lifeline work and the intercarrier dockets, Quest, Halo, were high points for telephone division this year. The office and all that used to say.
And the efforts to reduce costs?
The efforts to reduce costs continue. It is a continuous function, trying to figure out different ways of doing things, reducing paper, getting the workflows better. So that's something that that is a weekly endeavor.
And I understand that a number of the suggestions that came forward from the NRRI review that we did last year or so have been implemented and continued down that path.
That's correct.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Graham.
Question for you, Mr. Long. The call center that we had opened up down in Miami, is that up and running right now?
And the Lifeline call center, I think.
The Relay call center?
Yes, it was up and running August 15th, and it is running. It started out at 31 employees. We're up to 44 employees now.
Now, didn't we initially get some custom complaints or calls about different accents and such that we worked through?
No, we brought that before our TASA board, the advisory board, and they didn't really have any problem with it. There are some accents, but they're understandable. I know the previous call center we had in Miami, there were some problems. So AT&T was very specific about hiring these people, making sure they didn't have strong accents.
So everything is up and running, looking good.
There's small bumps, but we're working them out.
What are some
any new contract?
What are some of our small bumps?
Oh, like when you dial 711, you'll get a sound that appears like a fax. And really what it is, it's a TTY machine. And we're working that out with them right now. So it'll be on a delay response. So when somebody does dial 711, they'll actually get a person.
Okay.
And then be transferred to a TTY. Because a lot of people think when they hear that sound, they'll hang up, thinking it's a fax machine. Okay. But we're meeting with AT&T on that. They're working with us on it.
Did you always fall down?
That's about it.
Okay.
Speed. Oh, I'm sorry. The typing speed, we're working on that, too. They're not meeting the quota for the FCC, which is 60 words per minute.
They're just shy of that? Are they just shy of that?
They're...
Or quite a bit shy of that?
It depends on the month, but there's about half and half right now.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Any further questions?
Move approval.
It's been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Very good. Do all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark. Okay. Moving on to item number three. We have a presentation by Kirk.
Good morning. Thank you for
for taking time to talk with us and let us tell you what we've been up to. And as always, thank you for your sponsorship of PERC. We've appreciated the support and the work with the PSC over many years. I think many of you have met, but just in case you've not, I want to introduce Araceli Castaneda, who's the assistant director at PERC. We had some other business in Tallahassee today, so she came along for this meeting and for those as well. So you have the report of what we've done over the past year, and let me just hit some highlights with that, one of which, the thing that we've been consumed by for the past 3 months or so, has been this analysis of FECA and whether or not it remains in the public interest. We completed that report last week, and I brought the 50 copies with me today, so they're in the trunk of the car, and we'll get those given to Mark and his team today. We've also, directly with the PSC, been involved in some training workshops this year. Had one on fuel procurement, how that works, kind of best practices, and then some of the risks involved. And then also just some on the energy issues, what are the outstanding issues, federal involvement, environmental issues, et cetera. So we've gone through that as well. We have some plans coming for this year. This is 2013. We're going to have a course on basics of regulation. And we're also talking with Mark and his team on some leadership workshops and a few other workshops also in the works for the coming year. So we're looking forward to doing all of that. Also in the area of training, as you know, a lot of our training work is international. We have an advanced issues program that we've launched. We actually launched it a year ago, but we've added to it this past year. We've covered courses on benchmarking of utilities, a whole week on energy pricing, and one on next generation networks and telecommunications. And those have been successful for a couple of years now, so we're repeating those again in 2013. Our flagship international work is the two-week course we teach twice a year. We do that in collaboration with the World Bank. That course, since it was started in early 1997, has trained almost 2,600 people from 150 countries. And some of you have been speakers in that program. We appreciate all of your support. All of our commissioners from the PSC that speak at it just get rave reviews. And so we're always excited for your support. And that's one of the qualifications of becoming a PSC commissioner. You have to get rave reviews in our board. We have our annual conference coming up in February. We've had as a kind of a constant theme for the past several years, dealing with uncertainty, political uncertainty and economic uncertainty. We decided, well, maybe that uncertainty is just chronic. And if it's chronic, then how does regulation think about that? Because we have tried to have this perspective of looking forward to trying to resolve the uncertainty, just kind of getting through it for now. But maybe it's permanent. So how does regulation then adapt? So we're having Bill Hogan from Harvard come down and talk about his perspectives on that, especially in the energy space. We are talking with Phil Jones, the president of NARUC, to see if he can come down and kind of give us that view from the NARUC level anyway. We've got some other speakers, some executives. We'll talk about some energy efficiency issues in that context as well. But that's kind of the theme for the annual conference, and that'll be in the middle of February. Other things we've been doing, we've been adding to our body of knowledge on infrastructure regulation. That's an online website that covers a kind of the host of regulation issues, everything from why do we regulate utilities, how do we structure agencies, how do we think about markets, how do we do financial analysis. It's the whole spectrum. About 600 different references, narratives, and explanations as to how regulation works. We've been adding a lot on energy efficiency and renewable energy to that. That's been funded by the Norwegian Trust Fund. So we're wrapping up that first phase of work and just today, as a matter of fact, launching the new website with those issues incorporated. And then we're working on what we'll do in that arena for next year as well. Plus we have on there a glossary of about, I think we printed off, it's about 80 pages or so, and it's now in 5 or 6 different languages. So we've had good success getting that translated as well. Working on Russian right now just about to finish it up. You've also seen in the report the things we've been doing research on besides the energy efficiency. You see things on working on RTOs and ISOs, did they really make a difference? And our conclusion was it doesn't appear so, which was kind of counterintuitive. We just couldn't find that they made a retail price difference anyway for customers. Also worked on in telecommunications, working on broadband use, what are the pricing plan services that would make sense. We're working with a company out of Texas on that to see what that might look like. So that's kind of some of the highlights. I'd be glad to answer any questions that you might have or take any comments that you might have.
Sure, Commissioner Brown.
Thank you, Mike, for coming out here. These papers seem very interesting. I haven't been to your website for a while. Are all of them loaded up on the website? We could access them?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, they're all there. If there's one in particular you're looking for,
just let me know.
The Google one.
Yes.
Yes. If you'd like, I'll just email that one to you. If it gets hard to navigate our website at all, I'd be glad to do that.
Thank you for your great work.
Thank you.
Commissioner Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Dr. Jamison, for coming here. And I think this is a good summary of all the great things that PERC does. I think a lot of the research is very pertinent and interesting, and I'm glad you did the prepared report on ISOs and RTOs, because those are topics that at least I personally get asked quite a bit, especially with NARUC and the states that do have RTOs in place that, you know, the effect on the retail level. So I did read that, and it was interesting. I found the conclusion interesting as well, and now I can base my discussions on something in writing rather than my own thoughts. But I just want to thank you for the work that PERC does, and I think it's very useful and pertinent for the state.
Thanks.
Commissioner Miranda.
Thank you. Dr. Jamison, when will a draft agenda for the February meeting be available?
It'll be available this week. We've been working on it, trying to get a few more speakers lined up, but we'll get something out
right,
this week. I actually looked
last week for it and saw that there wasn't anything available, and I figured it was coming.
Yeah,
coming
the director's
soon.
A little slow on getting his work done. But, people are lighting a fire on him, it'll get done.
I understand. And you'll refresh my memory, how many faculty and staff comprise your personnel resources,
sure,
your human resources at PERC?
Yeah, it's a little difficult to count. There are two of us faculty that are full-time with the center, and then we have two that are part-time with the center. Staff-wise, Sarasota, we have about six staff altogether. Yeah, and then a small number of students, that number changes. But we work with people all over the place. Mm-hmm. For example, for doing the report on FECA, we work with NRRI, also work with an organization called PREC. It's a program for resource-efficient communities there at the university, so we work with them as well. We're doing research projects with a university in Portugal, some in Africa, some in Asia. We've worked a lot with Aracel's been doing a lot of work with Brazil lately. So we tap resources all over the place. Just depends upon what we need to get done. So while we're a small shop, we've got a lot of friends.
I concur.
Yeah.
And you do, for your full-time and part-time faculty, I know, have so much depth and breadth of knowledge in the utility sector. Do any of your faculty ever do like expert witness present testimony in hearings across the country, anywhere in the country?
We have. That hasn't happened since I've been at PERC. I joined in 1996. I know that first director of PERC, Gene Brigham, did that. I don't think Sandy, my predecessor, ever did. We've not done that.
Maybe there's a revenue producing option for you.
It could be. One of the things that we try to be very careful about is that there's not a solution that has PERC's name on it out there. Since we work with so many different contexts, we try to be able to talk about here are the different approaches you can use. And we can't tell you which one's really best for you because you're the expert in your context. All we can do is give you here are the ideas and the tools to help you reach that solution. And that's one reason why we don't push the notion of going in and being the expert witness in proceedings, because that takes us too close to being an advocate, and we just stand back from that.
Thank you.
Commissioner Graham.
Dr. Jamison, welcome.
Thank you.
NARUC has got their water committee has a rate score they put on twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I know within the past 2 or 3 years, the school that currently does it now, I want to say it's from Michigan.
Yes,
and
that's
I know
right.
every couple of years that contract comes up. Is that ever something that you guys are looking to do or that could do?
We have thought about it. It was many years ago that we thought about it. That was before I became director, and I don't remember exactly why we did not put in a proposal at that time. I have not heard lately of that coming up for review again, although that might, yes, actually, I have heard that is coming up again. We could, pretty easily. Our approach is a little bit different than the NARUC rate school, but that's fine. We can adapt to that. But no, we've not pursued it in the past, but maybe we really should.
Man, I've been through it, and I think it's a very worthwhile school, and a lot of our staff members have been through it. And, it'd be nice to have it based out of here, as Commissioner Agra said earlier. You know, any revenue producers we can come up with.
Yeah.
It tends to be win-win for everybody.
Okay.
And we happen to have a friend or two on board.
Yeah. The grade school gets rave reviews. It does very, very well. And so, yeah, we'll look into that. Thank you for the suggestion.
All right, anything else? Well, Dr. Jemison, thank you very much for your work at FERC. I always enjoy getting down there and participating in the program. And certainly hope that you continue the good work.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you in January and everyone in February. So thank you.
All right. Thank you. Legislative update.
Don't have much. We did complete our first week of committee meetings last week. We had our presentations in the House and the Senate were well received. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Mark. We have 2 weeks of committee meetings in January, 3 weeks in February prior to the beginning of the session in March. So I want to thank you for your help and your assistance and your cooperation, and we'll let you know what the next round brings forth.
There's a question for you from Commissioner Brown.
Quick question. Catherine, can you give us a list of the weeks that the committee's meeting? I don't have them on my calendar yet for January. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any further questions for Catherine? Thank you very much.
Thanks.
All right. Mr. Baez.
No, nothing to report specifically.
Everything is great.
Okay. And, you know, we've got a busy day today, so all go already.
All right. Moving on to other matters. Give anybody an opportunity on other matters. Is there something that you'd like to bring up?
Just an update. I know we talked about it during agenda, but the Water Study Committee, we had our customer meetings in Newport Richey and Eustis. They were long, but we got a lot of information, repeated information. deja vu. But it was helpful. We are meeting by teleconference on Wednesday next week at 11 a.m. And then we have other tentative dates. Well, actually, we're noticing the dates, but we have other dates in person in January after the holidays in Tallahassee. So I'll keep you guys informed. But it looks like we're moving forward. There's just a lot of other ground to cover that some of the committee members really want to focus on.
Well, thank you, Commissioner Graham, for that. Commissioner. Interesting day.
I don't understand.
Okay.
Thanks, Commissioner Brown, for your report and your work. I know that it's a challenge and it's additional work to do that. And I watched a few of the meetings, and you're doing a fantastic job. So thank you. There is one issue I wanted to bring up, and that is the issue that we don't necessarily have any control over, per se, but we'd like to sort of get an update as to where we are. And I know our staff has been in contact with progress with respect to the issue in Citrus County. And so at some point in the future, probably in January, we will be asking the company to come and provide a full report on what has transpired and what is transpiring to resolve the issues that exist there. But if any commissioners have any questions or comments that they would like to make on that issue, you're welcome to do so.
Mr. Chairman, are you referring specifically to the issue with the local taxes and some concerns that have been raised?
Yes, ma'am, specifically to the tax issues. All right, seeing no other comments, we certainly appreciate your participation this morning, and Commissioner Brown will be right.